put that down. I'll finish it later.
Hello, I'm Kevin Stonehart, and I'd just quickly like to talk to you about bicycle helmets, which are hilariously stupid. The idea of bicycle helmets, you know, mandatory cycle helmet laws, is a seriously bad, bad idea. For one simple reason is that the science... Hang on, let me just move this... there we go. The science of bicycle helmets is fundamentally flawed in the sense that helmets are designed... In the UK, they're designed and only tested to a person, an average weight person, falling off their bicycle from a height of 1 metre, travelling at 12 miles an hour, which is almost 20 kilometres an hour, onto a curb-shaped object. That's all they're tested for, that's all they're designed for. They are not designed for impact with a motor vehicle or any other vehicle for that matter. They are not designed, for instance, you're on a cycle lane and it goes past a side road, it's not very good visibility, and a van, let's say, or something with a large, long bonnet pokes out into the cycle lane. Maybe the person driving it doesn't know that there's a cycle lane there, that's perfectly fine. Or maybe they wanted a better view, maybe there are wheelie bins in the way, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't understand how long his bonnet is. He's got a very long bonnet. And you crash into him at, let's say, 20 miles an hour, which is 30 kilometres an hour. You crash into his bonnet. You go flying over the bonnet. You are, therefore, travelling not only with greater mass than you were, basic physics, you are not only travelling faster than 12 miles an hour, you're travelling at 20 miles an hour, which is what you were doing, plus whatever force the... I'm not hugely familiar with that branch of physics, that arm of physics, that division of physics, that subsidiary of physics. I don't know. It's an arm. But you're also higher than 1 metre. So even if you do only hit a curb-shaped object, which is very, very unlikely, you're more likely to hit a large area of pavement or a tree or something like that. It may be better than hitting a curb. It may be worse than hitting a curb. It may be the curb if you've got the very slim margin of chance where you actually do fall directly onto the curb. You are travelling faster than 12 miles an hour, you are higher when you start falling than 1 metre, and I think you gain mass, or at least you gain additional force. I'm not sure which force that is. The force. That force. You've gained and therefore your helmet won't protect you. That's if you fall on the helmet, which you won't do. There's a very slim chance, and you probably can work it out, the surface area of covered helmet. So it's really, really not funny to say, oh, if this person was wearing a helmet, let's say it's a news story that this has happened to somebody and they got killed, and then all these cycling helmet organisations, who are basically worse than the Taxpayers Alliance in organisational doucheness, say, oh, he wouldn't have died if he was wearing a helmet. No, that's complete bullshit. Plus, the NHS is already struggling. Have you not noticed? What you do not need is a whole load of people being put off cycling because they have to wear a helmet. Some people may have a phobia of helmets. Some people might not want the helmet to mess up their hair. Yes, you could get a hairnet, but, you know, they look stupid. They're very tall. That is why we do not need, and we need to fight, any idea of compulsory helmet laws. I've been talking for 4.5 minutes on a subject that you not only don't enjoy listening to or care about in any brief sense. So I'm going to shut up now. That was Kevin Stonehart on compulsory cycle helmet legislation. Have a nice evening. I'll get back to my dinner.